Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling is a live call-in radio program providing doctrinal dialogue, cultural commentary, and insightful interviews with some of today's foremost Christian authors and leaders. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Traveler's Rest. The goal of the church and the radio program is to seek the glory of God in the salvation of sinners and the sanctification of the saints by the ministry of the Word. For more information, go to www.knowingthetruth.org. Here with today's edition of Knowing the Truth is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome into this edition of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin Bowling. So glad that you joined us on the broadcast today. I was reading an article here just recently. It says this in the headline. It says, "A Slap on the Wrist for Creationism." This was listed in a pro-evolution website. It's called the National Center for Science Education, and it was listed a little over a month ago, May 6, 2016. It says this, "Creationist effort results in a windfall for group defending the teaching of evolution." The fellow's name, I know I'm going to mutilate it here in the beginning, but it says, I think it's Faiz Pirani, was perplexed. As the CEO of RapidWristbands.com, he was pleased to receive a massive order for over 100,000 wristbands. But as a socially responsible entrepreneur, he was not pleased that the order from a creationist ministry was for wristbands saying, quote, "debunk evolution," unquote. His solution? To donate the proceeds from the order, over $4,000, to the National Center for Science Education, the nation's foremost organization working to defend the integrity of science education against creationist assaults. The article then goes on to quote one of the spokespersons from NCSE. He says, "We admire RapidWristband.com's way of responding to unwelcome orders." That was from the executive director, Ann Reed. She said it is more ethical than refusing to fulfill them and more constructive. She explained what the donation would then be used to support NCSE's efforts to defend the teaching of evolution. So here's this order that comes in. You can tell the glee by which the evolutionists are rejoicing over this situation. They took this order, or the order at least went to this company, and then the owner of the company, you know, thought, aha, he's got a way to really get back at those nasty creationists, and he was going to do it this way by sending it to this evolution promoting company or organization here. Well, here to talk about that particular subject, that news item, and what the creationist organization is all about. So here's the flip side of it. He goes ahead and pays $4,000. Now, as a result of that news item, we've got the director from the creationist group is going to be on national radio here in just a couple minutes, talking about what their organization is actually about. So we turn this thing back around in the other direction. Let me just say that Pat Roy joins us now. He's the director of Genesis Apologetics. Genesis Apologetics, their website is genesisapologetics.com. And we're going to have Pat talk to us about this news item, but also what that ministry is about. But you want to go out to their website to check it out. It looks very, very interesting. And it seems that they're doing a very good job of getting out the message about creationism. Pat, welcome to the Knowing the Truth radio program.
Pastor Bowling, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, my pleasure. Let me ask you about this particular news story first and foremost, and then we'll get a little bit to getting you to tell us about the ministry. What did you guys think when you saw this? Did you put a real positive spin on it and said, well, that's we're trying to get this the word out about this new ministry that we have, and praise the Lord, you know, this fellow doing this caused it to be in the news, and there we go, free advertisement for the ministry.
Well, you know, I love how the Lord takes everything and turns it around and uses it for his plan. So You know, when we first saw this, we bought these wristbands. By the way, he in the article it talks about how he donated the $4,000 to a NCSE.
That's right.
The National Center for Science Education. You know what's amazing is the order, we actually paid over $15,000. So in the article, it makes it sound like he donated it all, but actually he donated just a portion of the order. So, yes, the day we found that out, we were all shocked, and we said, oh, no, the money that we use to pay for these wristbands is going to be used for evolutionary purposes. But I love the way the Lord turns it around, because they published this article. It made national news just briefly in a couple different places. And then because of that, I've been able to use that to go on TV stations and radio stations all around the nation. And as a direct result, tens of thousands of these wristbands have been going out to organizations all around the world. And in fact, we are literally sending out thousands and thousands every week. And so I love how God takes something that you think is going to be bad and turns it around and uses it for his own purpose.
Amen. I'm thinking of the closing chapters of the book of Genesis with Joseph. You know, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good, he says to his brothers. And the Lord has a way of doing that, even using folks that are anti-creation and so forth, using their efforts to turn these things around. The organization Genesis Apologetics, it has a little tagline underneath it. It says, equipping youth pastors, parents, and students with biblical answers for evolutionary teaching in public schools. That's pretty succinct, and you guys have done a good job of spelling out exactly what the mission statement is there. But why don't you develop that a little bit for us and tell us a little bit more about the ministry, how it got started, and you know what you're hoping to do specifically?
Yeah, that sounds great. Matter of fact, before we do that, getting back to the wristbands very quickly, if there's anybody in your audience who would like to help us distribute these, we're trying to get as many wristbands as we can to young students who are in public schools. We're looking for to get them out to junior hires and high schoolers. It has the website on the wristband that's debunkevolution.com. And if students go there, there's videos and all kinds of information to equip them to be able to answer the whole idea of evolution. So listen, if you would like to distribute those wristbands, you can just come to debunkevolution.com. Our contact information is there. Send us an email. Let us know how many you'd like, and we don't charge anything for the wristbands, and we don't charge anything for shipping. We will literally send out as many as you would like for free.
Praise the Lord.
So, Pastor Bowling, what we're doing is we want to reach young people. We've all heard that horrible statistic that more than half of students will reject their faith by the time they're done with college. More than half. I hate that statistic. I've been out on the college campus. Maybe we could talk about that later. I've talked to a lot of different students, and I've found that I think that statistic is true. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've talked to lots and lots of different students. So this is a sad thing. They're rejecting their faith, and a lot of it is based on the fact that they believe that science has proven that there is no God. So what we did, Pastor Bowling, is we took the textbooks that are being used in California, and we identified all of the different evolutionary teachings that are in the textbooks, and found out that there's 12 basic pillars or tenets of evolution that they're teaching in those textbooks. And we took those 12 tenets, and we debunked them. And the first thing we did was we put that into a book, and we also put together a student guide. But then we realized the most effective way to reach students is with YouTube videos. So we put together YouTube videos. We tried to use some humor. We used two young high school age students to host the broadcast. The videos are between 8 to 12 minutes long, and basically we debunked those 12 tenets that you find in the textbooks.
Some of those tenets being things like radiometric dating or adaptation or natural selection, those types of topics, right?
Right, exactly. Now, we believe in adaptation. We see that every day. We also see variation going on. But the idea that mutations, which almost always lose information or scramble information, that mutations plus natural selection, which can only choose from what's there, that that process could turn a simple cell into a complex human being is not scientifically proved. As a matter of fact, it just doesn't explain how the human genome could be written. And so that's one of the topics that we take on, absolutely, definitely. We also talk about the mass extinctions. They say that they're not quite sure what caused the mass extinctions, but they believe that there was probably a lot of flooding, a lot of volcanic activity going on, a lot of catastrophism taking place during these extinctions. Well, when you look at how they describe the different extinctions, it sounds like they're describing the great worldwide flood. And so that's another topic that we take on. So we do the 12 basic topics that are mentioned in these textbooks.
Let me just remind our listening audience, we're speaking to Pat Roy. Pat is the director of Genesis Apologetics, and even more specifically, we're talking now about some of the video-based training programs that they have produced. You can go out to their website. This is at this particular one is at Genesis Apologetics, but you can go to debunkingevolution.com, debunkingevolution.com, and when you go there, there's a large splash page type of thing in the middle, and it says this: Debunking Evolution taught in public schools, a 6-lesson video-based training program for Christian public school students. And so all the material is provided right there for you. You can watch all these different videos that are there, 12 different ones debunking 12 different aspects of evolutionary teaching. And there's also a couple of books, it looks like, that goes along with it. It looks like there's a student guide there. It's called Debunking Evolution Taught in Public Schools and so forth. And so you get a student guide to go along with it as well. And all of that is found out at debunkingevolution.com. Well, Pat,
yes, and Pastor, I should mention that it's actually debunkevolution.com.
Okay.
But yes, if you go there, we've got the books that you can download. We've got the student guides. We've got the videos that you can watch. We've even got online courses that you can take, and none of it costs anything. You can come and download everything for free. We didn't want to charge students for doing that. So, again, you can come and get all of those materials, and it doesn't cost anything.
And, again, this is primarily geared towards junior high and high school students, right? Is that the target audience?
Exactly. That is exactly it. And we use their textbooks. Matter of fact, it's fun, Pastor Bowling, if you watch the videos, the students are actually holding up the actual textbooks that are being used in classes right now in schools, and they turn the pages to the actual charts and diagrams that are being used in the textbooks that California is using, and then also I think many other places around the nation are the same textbooks. So it's kind of fun to know that students will actually be able to see the actual information that's being taught in their class.
Now it has a little.
I was talking to a group of young people not too long ago, and I was showing them a clip, and one of the kids went, "Hey, that's my textbook." And I and I just thought, isn't that fun that they get a chance to see these students using the actual materials that they have in class?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, talk about being relevant to what they're going through. That's an excellent point. It has a little bit of a God's Not Dead feel to it, at least when I first go there and watch a few of these. Was that part of the thinking as well to, you know, help students that maybe have seen that film or are aware of it, you know, to then take it to a next level where you're actually giving them the materials to be able to think through these issues biblically and so forth?
Well, I've got to tell you, I've watched the first God's Not Dead. I haven't seen the second one yet. I'm just waiting to see the second one. But no, we really started off just by looking at their textbooks and going straight from their textbooks and debunking them. So
okay.
I'm glad that the movie's out there. I've heard really great things about the second one, although I haven't seen it yet myself. But yeah, this was mostly come about just by going straight from the textbooks and trying to make a case against them.
Oh, I was going to say that your organization and the way that you're approaching it here just seems to go much deeper than, you know, the film did. You know, it had some very basic concepts that were covered here, but you guys really deal with the core issues here. This is not just fluff or, you know, just cute little sayings to try to combat what's being said about evolution. It's really a full class here on understanding what the issues are, and then from a biblical standpoint, actually standing up and debunking those things. Let me ask you, you mentioned just a few moments ago that you had the opportunity to go on a number of campuses and talk to students. What have you been learning?
Well, I learned so much doing this. Again, it started with that statistic that more than half of students will reject their faith. You know, I've heard that for so many years, and I hate that statistic. And finally I said, let's go find out if it's true. And so I took my friend Harold out with a, he ran the camera, and we took a microphone out there, and I just interviewed students. We did it on two different days. I talked to probably about, over those 2 days, maybe, I don't know, 50, 60, maybe 70 students, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And we interviewed them. Here's what I found out. I talked to a lot of students who said that they were raised in a Christian home. Matter of fact, that's one of the first things I would ask is, were you raised in a Christian home? And many of the students said yes. And then usually I would ask them later on, you know, did you go to a youth group? Did you go to Sunday school? How involved were you in church? One of the next questions I asked is, would you say that you believe more in creation or evolution? Here's what I found. A lot of the students that identified that they had been raised in a Christian home said that they believed in evolution. And I said, well, that's interesting. So then my next question was, well, what was the thing that convinced you that that was true? Here's what I found. When I asked that question, what was the thing that most convinced you? They would say, I'm not sure. I can't remember a specific. And I would say, wow, you're telling me that you've rejected your faith based on you believe there is no God and that evolution is true, but you can't give me a specific apologetic for why that's true. And I'd say, well, I've never thought of it that way before. So it was really interesting. One young man, it was so sad. I talked to him, and I've got the quote on the video that we shot while we were out there. He said basically something like, I feel like my Christian creationist teaching has failed me, and because of that, I'm now an atheist. And it kind of sounded like he still wanted to be a Christian, but he knew intellectually he could no longer be a Christian. And so with most of these students, after we turned off the camera, I would actually spend a little bit of time just talking to them about the evidence for design and the evidence for God, the evidence that creation really happened. And every student that I asked if they wanted more information said yes. So we'll, normally we would turn off the camera and I'd spend some time. With that particular young man, I got to spend about 45 minutes talking to him. And then he went to class, and then on his way out of class, we were still there, so he came and talked for about another half hour to me. And we just encouraged him that, hey, he can trust God's Word, and God's Word is scientifically accurate. It was kind of neat. At the end, he said, I need to go back and recheck this out. So I pray for that young man each time I think about him.
Amen. Amen. When I had Ken Ham on the program, he's written a couple of books on this subject, like Already Gone and so forth. But he posits the problem at the point of that the Christian teaching was not taught apologetically in the church. It wasn't really looked at to the depth like you're doing here on this website and so forth. And therefore, when young people get out and they hear these statements that are made, they're very intimidated by what is being said. And they really don't know, they're not equipped to really be able to address these issues. Now, I know that you folks also like the, you have links to the website, like Answers in Genesis and evolutionexposed.com, ICR, which is the Institute for Creation Research, and so forth. So you're very like-minded and you know, really support each other and so forth. Is that really where the issue is? Is it that it deals with, you know, Christian youth who are not being taught apologetically how to deal with these issues?
I think that's true. And, you know, Ken has said things like this, but I just think it's so true that, listen, students go to school 5 days a week, and we've learned that there's hundreds of pages of evolutionary teaching that they will get in school starting about sixth grade, and then into junior high, and then into high school. They really start pouring it on with teaching them about evolution. Now, in the old days, evolution was kind of a theory, right? And then it became a fact, and now it's kind of come to the place where it's a fact that you're not even allowed to question very much. Now, don't get me wrong. There's some good Christian teachers out there, and there's some good people that are trying to present things the best way they can and the most fair way they can. But for the most part, what happens is the teacher begins to teach, and students are intimidated, so they don't really want to ask any questions. And so they sit there, and the teacher has almost godlike powers as they just pour on the evolution. And the rest of the students are just absolutely silent as he's teaching. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so they get that 5 days a week, and then they go to church, and they go to Sunday school possibly, and for 20 minutes every once in a while they talk about creation, maybe about the ark or something like that, and they teach them as stories. And so for just a few minutes during the week, they get taught some Bible stories, but then the rest of the week they're in school finding out how the world really works. And so after a while, these students finally start thinking, well, I don't want to be stupid. It seems like all these smart people actually believe in evolution. And eventually, by the time they get to the college, I think is the place where really a lot of them start to reject their faith.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, I would love to share with you just another interesting thing that happened. This was many years ago. I used to go to high school campuses, and I would stand with my toes almost touching the campus.
Mm-hmm.
I made sure that I was not on the campus. But I would go out there with an Ape Man magazine. You know, like Time Magazine would come out with a new Ape Man discovery, and they would have a picture of an Ape Man on the front of the cover.
Right.
And I would go out there as school was ending, and I would say to the students, hey, is this your great-great-granddad here? Students would start to gather around me. Instantly, I would have a crowd. It was amazing. Pastor Bowling, the students wanted to talk about it. But they didn't know if I was a Christian, a creationist, or an evolutionist, right? So I wouldn't let them know at first. And the first thing I would ask is I would say, how many of you believed you evolved? Pastor Bowling, here's what I saw. A few kids, loud and proud, would raise their hand. Just a few of them. And I'd say, how many of you believe that you were created and you have purpose in life? Here's what I saw. Most of the kids, most of them, would look down at their feet and they would shyly raise their hand.
Mm.
And I went, wow, that's interesting. Most of the students, and then later on as I began to talk to them, I'd say, wow, even the non-Christian students, the ones that were raised in non-Christian homes, even they, for the most part, believe that they were created with a purpose.
Mm.
Okay, and then I did that on several different high school campuses. Then I would go over to the college campuses, and I'd do the same thing. I'd go, hey, is this your great-great-granddad? And instantly I'd have a group around me. I would ask the same question. How many of you believe you evolved? Almost all the hands would go up loud and proud.
Mm.
And I go, how many of you believe that you were created? Now it's only a few of them look down at their feet and shyly raise their hand. And I went, wow, something is happening between high school and college.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's where a lot of them are leaving their faith. But the other thing I learned was that most high school students inherently believe that there's somebody who made them and that they were created for a purpose.
Mm.
And I began to realize, wow, if the high schoolers inherently believe that, our job becomes easier because then we just have to give them the biblical case and also the scientific case for what they already believe.
Mm-hmm.
They were created with purpose. Somebody made them. But then by the time you get to college, a lot of times, a few months into that, it's already starting to be too late. By that time, they're starting to believe in the whole evolutionary lie.
Mm-hmm. Hence the ministry then focusing on junior high, trying to give them the training and information there that they need in order to strengthen their belief in creationist viewpoints and so forth, and be able to debunk the slew of evolutionary teaching that's going to come at them in the years to follow. Pat, our time is gone, unfortunately, but thank you so much for joining us today to tell us about Genesis Apologetics. I'm going to point people back to that website again where they can get those wristbands. In fact, why don't you do that? In the closing, I've got about 30 seconds, but why don't you go ahead and give us all the information about where folks can go to find out more, and especially about those wristbands.
Yes, parents, it's important to know the case. It's also important to teach your students the case. Please come to debunkevolution.com. You can download everything for free. And, hey, if you're in a position where you can give out wristbands, we would love for you to help us with that. Just come to debunkevolution.com. We'll send you the wristbands. We won't charge you anything. Matter of fact, you can do all the downloads and everything for free on debunkevolution.com. Mm-hmm. Pastor Bowling, thank you so much for having me on the broadcast.
You're welcome, and keep up the good work. We really appreciate what you guys are doing.
You as well.
All right.
Bless you.
All right, you too, my friend. That was Pat Roy, and Pat is the director of Genesis Apologetics. You can go out to that website, genesisapologetics.com, or you can go to debunkingevolution.com that we were talking about. There's a number of different tabs out there, you know, high school biology resources, Can We Trust the Bible, the Debunking Evolution series, Fast Facts, so you get very quick little facts about how to address a number of different issues, videos, and all sorts of information out there. It'll be a great place, a great resource for you to talk about issues related to creationism.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org.